Radio and online. It's 1 o'clock and this is David Cornett with a summary of the news. It's been another day of Olympic success for Britain's rowers, moving Team GB up to third place in the medals table. Alex Gregory, Pete Reed, Tom James and Andrew Triggs-Hodge successfully defended their title in the men's four against tough competition from Australia. Catherine Copeland and Sophie Hosking won the lightweight women's double sculls, but Zach Purchase and Mark Hunter couldn't hold off the Danes in the men's event. They took silver. There are more medal hopes later from the heptathlete Jessica Ennis, who's so far on track for gold with two events to go. The Syrian army is reported to be making another push to flush out rebels from the country's second city, Aleppo. Opposition fighters say they're being shelled from the air and the ground. Explosions have also been heard in the Syrian capital, Damascus, hours after the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution criticising the Assad regime for its increasing use of heavy weapons. The Afghan parliament has voted to sack the interior minister Bismullah Mohammadi and the defence minister Abdulrahim Wardak. They'd been criticised for failing to prevent attacks from Pakistan and other security lapses, including the assassinations of senior officials. They were also questioned about corruption inside their ministries. Police investigating the murder of a businesswoman whose body was found in a garage in southwest London have until this evening to charge or release a man who's being held. Carol Waugh was last seen alive in April. The family of a man who was shot by police last year say they're still no closer to learning the circumstances surrounding his death. The killing of Mark Duggan in North London sparked last summer's riots in the capital, which spread to other cities in England. Greater Manchester Police are investigating a number of sexual assaults on women in the south of the city. Two 18-year-old women were attacked in the early hours of this morning. Detectives are considering whether this is linked to three similar incidents which have taken place in the past 2 weeks. And the weather, sunny spells and rain for most parts. Some showers will turn heavier with the chance of thunder. It'll remain breezy in the south. BBC News and weather at 2 minutes past one. And now, the Early Music Show with Catherine Bott.
The York Early Music International Young Artists Competition may be a bit of an unwieldy mouthful, but it's one of the best of its kind, a tremendous biennial showcase for new talent. Past prize winners include I Fagiolini, Stile Antico and Florilegium. Last year's winners were the all-male vocal quintet Profeti della Quinta, who first got together in Israel and honed their skills at the Schola Cantorum Basiliensis in Switzerland, where they all now live. The winners of each competition are always invited to perform at the next year's York Early Music Festival. So, Profeti della Quinta, with the addition of two violinists and two chitarrone players, returned to the National Centre for Early Music in York in July 2012 with a programme of music by the Italian Baroque composer Salomone Rossi, a native of Mantua, who was a contemporary of Monteverdi. Rossi was also Jewish, and as well as his five collections of madrigals, he revolutionised music in the synagogue by introducing thoroughly Baroque settings of Hebrew prayers and psalms.
Thank you.
Blessed are all who fear the Lord, a setting in Hebrew of Psalm 128 by Salomone Rossi, sung by Profeti della Quinta to open their prize winners concert at the 2012 York Early Music Festival. They followed it with a sinfonia from the first of Rossi's four books of instrumental pieces. Next, two madrigals in Italian, written for the ducal court of Mantua, where Rossi was concertmaster from 1587 to 1628, 2 years before his death. The subject matter of these madrigals never strayed far from the path of true love, but he did collaborate with the finest poets of his day, like Rinuccini and Marino, who provide the texts of the lovelorn pieces we'll hear now. Between them, an instrumental sinfonia.
Thank you.
three pieces by Salomone Rossi, performed by Profeti della Quinta. Full details of all the music in today's early music show can be found on the show's very own page of the Radio 3 website. Salomone Rossi was much valued in Mantua for his violin playing and the excitement of his compositions. His first collection of madrigals, published in 1600, contains the first known printed intabulation for the chitarrone. So valued, indeed, was he that he was one of only two Jewish people in the city allowed not to wear a yellow badge. The founder-director of Profeti della Quinta is Elam Rotem, who sings bass and plays harpsichord. During rehearsals, we talked briefly about Salomone Rossi, who now seems perhaps unlucky to have coincided in Mantua with giants like Monteverdi, because his own music was pretty innovative. Here's Elam Rotem's take on Rossi's vocal writing.
The best way to describe Salomone Rossi's music in general, for my taste, is simply beautiful. Beautiful in the simple way, like a flower is beautiful. Quite simple sometimes, but very, very emotional. Not screaming, never screaming out, like Monteverdi, like the drama and the opera, never. All is very subtle and very warm, warm the heart.
Elam Rotem, director of Profeti della Quinta. A purely instrumental group now from Rossi's second and third books of sonatas, sinfonias and galliards, written for the Mantuan court.
Thank you.
A sinfonia, a galliard, a correnta, and a brando, to make anyone want to dance. These pieces by Rossi were played by violinists Katia Pollin and Eva Saladin, with chitarrone players Henri Harmelin and Ryosuke Sakamoto. Profeti della Quinta's director and bass singer Elam Rotem played harpsichord. In the next group of pieces, Doron Schleifer is the soloist, joined by the other singers as Phyllis begs Thyrsis not to leave her. Then Thyrsis has a good think during another sinfonia, and we hear his reply. Apparently, as everyone in that situation always says, it's not you, it's me. A further sinfonia probably isn't much comfort to poor abandoned Phyllis.
Thank you.
Profeti della Quinta, recorded at the 2012 York Early Music Festival. A return to Salomone Rossi's music for worship next. Here's more from Ilam Rotem.
He was definitely the only one who published Hebrew music. There are some evidence for some other Hebrew music, but nothing really survived and definitely not published. So he was the first to publish Hebrew music to be sung in the synagogue in Hebrew during the services. This is a real revolution, and he wanted it to be a revolution, and also his supporters. They really thought, oh, now there will be music like this all over synagogues all over the world. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. We can only imagine the reasons. Also, this publication had to deal with very challenging printing of music from left to right against language from right to left.
Ilam Rotem. Now, two more psalm settings in Hebrew, beginning with Psalm 100, Shout for Joy to the Lord, followed by two more instrumental dances, and then Psalm 146, I Will Praise the Lord All My Life.
Thank you.
Psalm settings to be sung in the synagogue in Mantua by Salomone Rossi. In our final selection from this concert given by Profeti della Quinta, we'll hear first a sonata, then a solo song of unrequited love, followed by a rare duet addressed to love's messenger, a corrente and a galliard, leading into a number for all the performers that Ilam Rotem calls a party piece. In Pargoletta che non sai, we're out with those poor, neglected Arcadian sheep again, as a beautiful shepherdess distracts a shepherd from his duties.
Thank you. cuore, tutto fiamma e tutto ardore, e ti parla il mio tormento,
non lo sento.
Non lo senti bella vaga, e i griceni innocente, accorgi a mio tesoro, fai quell'ai quest'alma accendo.
Non ti intendo.
Non ti intendo a spene a vita, tu che fiammi al cuor m'avventi, fiamma ancor d'amor non senti, si chini anche gioita. Dimmi, o bella pastorella, questo dor che mar in seno, sveglia te pietà ne almeno, sol pietà coi petti pieggio.
Non lo fecio.
Hai invece che storda sei, pastorella che non sai, la roba i tuoi verrai, quando piaga dolor miei, io mi parlo. Provo a tutte l'ore il tuo fuoco che mi space.
E stai pace.
A final sequence of music by Salomone Rossi, performed by Profeti della Quinta, joined by two violinists and two chitarrone players. The singers were Doron Schleifer, David Feldman, Dino Lutti, Dan Dunkelblum, and Ilam Rotem, who also directs the ensemble. Competition winners returning to give the 2012 York Early Music Festival a compelling finale.
That was Catherine Bott, and in tomorrow's Early Music Show, Lucy Skeeping will be exploring the life and music of Isabella d'Este.
Words and music go rather well together, and great music often inspires great words. Radio 3 has proved that over the years. There's no finer inspiration than the 2012 BBC Proms season, and this year we're inviting you to take part in the 2012 BBC Proms Poetry Competition. All you have to do is write a poem inspired by any piece of music in this year's season. There are categories for both children and adults, and the winners will have their poems performed at a Proms Plus event and then broadcast on BBC Radio 3. All the details, including the terms and conditions, are online. Type BBC Proms Poetry into your search engine or click through from the Radio 3 homepage. The deadline is Friday the 10th of August, so get listening and get scribbling, or get writing neatly.
And another prom coming up in just over a minute's time. Cries out for the fugue at the end there, doesn't it? The prelude number 21 in B-flat major from book one of the 48. BBC Radio 3, 2 o'clock, time to go live now to the Royal Albert Hall for the first of today's proms. It's presented by Louise Fryer.
Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Louise Fryer from BBC Radio 3. Radio 3, of course, home of the BBC Proms, and I'm your host for this Proms Saturday matinee. This weekend, the focus at the Proms is on youth once again, and this afternoon, members of the Ulster Youth Orchestra are going to share the platform with the Ulster Orchestra under the baton of Joanne Falletta. She's making her Proms debut. She's the Ulster Orchestra's recently appointed principal conductor. And they've put together a rousing and inspiring programme, culminating after the interval in Stravinsky's suite for the ballet The Firebird. And there's a similarly fiery orchestral showpiece to start, Chabrier's España. And then in between, the players are going to reflect their Northern Ireland roots. Sir James Galway is the soloist for Mozart's Second Flute Concerto, and he also plays in the world premiere of Dark Hedges, a BBC commission from Elaine Agnew. It's a very exciting piece, and it's centred in the landscape of County Antrim, where she was born. So not one, but two orchestras are going to be performing, sometimes separately, sometimes together. The members of the Ulster Youth Orchestra have been working all summer with coaches at a residential course at Greenmount College, which is also in County Antrim. And the members of the Ulster Orchestra have acted as mentors and provided further coaching. We can hear the results immediately, as it's the young players who begin with the piece that in 1882 marked Ernest Chabrier's transition from gifted amateur to a composer of genius. Ravel and Debussy were influenced by this piece, and even Gustav Mahler declared, España is the beginning of modern music. Joanne Falletta describes it as a tour de force for virtuoso orchestra, and the Ulster youth players really get a chance to shine. She's been impressed by their verve and their passion, and she says they have a real understanding of the swagger required for the dance rhythms. Well, we should be able to feel the warmth of the sun of Spain beating down on us. Niall McBride is already in position to lead the Ulster Youth Orchestra. And now let's welcome the first American and the first female principal conductor of the Ulster Orchestra, Joanne Falletta. Evoking the sights and sounds of the Iberian Peninsula.